This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation, wherever, whenever you are listening. It is 8-6-2018. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and allow me to welcome you to the Power Hour radio show. Often imitated, never duplicated. You are in the right place. It's all about the truth, and in a world of such deceit and compromise, conviction is king. And that's what we're here, to develop some convictions and to uncover the truth. And hopefully they affect your life and bless your life. So thank you for being here. So good to be in this seat. Fantastic interviews. We have Daniel Estlin will be here, one of my favorite that we've ever had. And it's been a while since he's been on. One of my regrets is we haven't had him on more. He said something really groundbreaking last time he was on about Trump, about his presidency. Well, he kind of took that idea and wrote a book, In the Shadows of a Presidency. And I have the book in front of me. Very ominous looking picture of Trump and then the shadows. Daniel Estlin, author of The True Story of the Bilderberg Group and Tavistock Institute. Of course, Daniel Estlin goes almost without introduction. Revealing expertise on the Bilderberg Group is world famous. He is world famous for the knowledge he has brought. I'll get his introduction when he comes on, but we're very glad to have him. In the Shadows of a Presidency, we're going to ask him, what does Trump presidency mean? Who is he tied to? Obviously, you don't get in that position and stay in that position without some powerful friends. Who is backing him? What is the motivation here? What is really going on? I've said over and over the Trump presidency, that election marks a crossroads in America, not necessarily Trump. I've been accused of having a poster of Trump on my wall. Not true. I don't. I am ecstatic about some of the things he's done. I'm really ecstatic and interested in some of the things he said about our republic, God-given rights. Very groundbreaking. We haven't heard that from a president in a long time. I'm also very disheartened by things like the bombing that's gone on, the new Supreme Court pick. I mean, it's a total, you can tell, a total establishment shill. That's my opinion. Very disheartening. We'll ask Daniel Estlin. We'll get to his book, In the Shadows of a Presidency. Then we have Regina coming on, or one of our very own. Regina is going to talk about Fluoride Free Dallas. Of course, she's worked tirelessly. There's some new developments legally that are very important. We'll go over some of the background about fluoride and these new developments I think you're going to want to hear. So that's our show today. We're going to do the news before Daniel comes on. Big story. This is out of Information Liberation. Chris Menahan, who has a lot of great information. Candace Owens swaps white for Jewish in Sarah Jong tweet and gets suspended. Okay, if you know the background, let me share it to you. Sarah Jong was just hired by New York Times as a writer, editor. She has many tweets, what would you call them? Racially charged? That's an understatement. Here's one of her tweets that she put, and I'm going to kind of edit here, but she didn't edit it in the tweet. Dumb A, effing white people marking up the internet with their opinions like dogs pissing on fire hydrants. Okay, that's just a little taste of our girl, Sarah, here. Then she goes on to Variety. Candace, who is black and conservative, so she, of course, the internet loves her because she's black and has opinion, right? Not so much. Twitter took her next tweet, her recent tweets, and banned her or shut her channel down. What did she do? She took the exact same tweets that Sarah had put up and just replaced white people with black people, Jewish people, different races, and see what would happen. Well, Twitter banned her and shut her down. Here's her text or Twitter going exactly mirroring Sarah's tweets. Jewish people are BS, but she put the word out. Like dogs pissing on fire hydrants, are Jewish people genetically disposed to burn faster in the sun? So she put that and a couple of others, and since she was banned. Sarah was not. the New York Times writer, the bastion of freedom that New York Times is, and truth that we know. My tongue is in cheek if you didn't know that. Why am I bringing this up and spending so much time on it? A very, very interesting dynamic is occurring. InfoWars just got banned almost simultaneously, like it's a coordinated attack on Apple, on Google, on YouTube, on, I can't remember the other outlet, Twitter. I think Twitter did also. Almost within hours of each other, banned all across those mediums. We have seen it has been put across like it's a conspiracy theory that these corporate-led organizations are controlling, I guess that's the word, controlling conservative thought. Now we're seeing that that's not true. Why do I put all these together? Okay. You are about to see one of two things happen. That's my opinion, and that's why I bring this up. You are about to see either the corporate media, which used to be mainstream media, to make a dead cat bounce and to regain some control over the discussions on the internet and free speech and discussions and conservative points of view and patriotic points of view be completely shut down, or you are about to see the nail in the coffin to the corporate media, and you're about to see conservative shows like this, independent media like this, non-corporate media like this show, thepowerhour.com, explode. You're about to see one of two things. What's going to happen with these audiences when Alex Jones, when InfoWars is said to be hate speech, is said to be, you can't even look at it, you know, whatever you do, don't look at it. There's a Barbra Streisand effect anytime you tell people they can't do something. If you know the story about Barbra Streisand, she had her house on the coast, and there were some pictures on some random, really small website. They had pictures of the coast to measure the beach, you know, the encroaching waterline, what have you. Her home just happened to be in the picture. It's not public domain. I mean, it's right on the beach. And literally, before she made a stink about it, six people had downloaded the picture from the website. Literally. And two of them were Barbra Streisand's attorneys. Literally. Barbra Streisand filed a lawsuit, pitched a fit, then 450,000 people had downloaded the picture or had visited the site. Because she complained. I am telling you, I believe very strongly, you make your own opinion, but this is big news. Where do you come in? Obvious. What are you going to believe? What are you going to listen to? Are you going to support free speech? Are you going to support the Bill of Rights? We have the five parts of the First Amendment. Do you know them? Speech, petition, redress of grievances, assembly, religion. All these things. There's one more. Oh, see, now I went ahead and named them. Now there's one more. What's the other one? Assembly. Oh boy, I'll get it during the break. I got to think for a second. I'm on this subject. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. All these things our founding fathers gave us because they protect the republic. And when you see the attack on speech, I mean, is Alex Jones calling for like somebody to be blown up or something? Hate speech? What's hate speech? I don't like, you know, if I said I don't like Muslims and burqas running around because it's creepy and I feel insecure. Is that hate speech? That's my opinion, or that's not my opinion. I'm just giving the example. That's hate speech? This shows the desperate, I mean desperate. Oh, iTunes was the other format that Alex got kicked off of. iTunes. So do you see how the corporate media, the corporate oligarchy, has rallied to kill free speech, and they used Alex as the front man? If they can kill him, they can kill everybody. So one of two things is about to happen. It's pretty certain. What's that going to mean for you? Now, your voice. I've told you, conviction is king. Conviction is king. Your imagination, your will, your speech, everything, who you are right now has never, ever, ever been more important since the moment the Declaration of Independence was signed. Virtually since that point. Certainly since we won the Revolutionary War, up until now, it has never been more vital. What will you do? what will you back? These are very important news stories. I hope that you really ponder them, think about them, and look at Facebook also banned InfoWars. I mean, think about that. They become such a public domain, a public trust, and they're banning somebody like him? I mean, I went on YouTube and I searched white supremacist speeches. And I can go look up speeches by white supremacists who totally advocate the eradication of black people or Jews or whatever. I can go look at that on YouTube right now. But Alex Jones talking about the Bilderbergs and their plans to take over the world or to control economies and to take our rights from us and put in a one world government. But you can't hear that. You see how ridiculous this is? This is going to backfire bigger than a Hiroshima bomb on them, or it's going to work. And it's completely up to you. And even if it works, it's only going to work temporarily. So, and the war is going to deepen. So, we'll see which way it goes, but that's the big news story of the day, certainly. Some more news. U.S. revives sanctions to further damage Iran's economy. Iran, of course, one of the few countries in the world not completely controlled by the, what would you call it? Not Rockefeller, the Rothschild banking industry, the IMF, those kind of things. So now U.S. wants to destroy Iran. What's the big deal? Can we not have a deal? Can we not denuclearize them or what have you? Can we not have a peaceful situation? We got to poke every freaking bear that we see. CBS News, illegal border crossings from Canada into the U.S. are up 142%. Border Patrol agents apprehended 445 people entering the U.S. from Canada in the first 6 months. That is a dramatic increase from a year before. Syria chemical weapons chief assassinated out of AP. Very interesting. Why now? Some car bomb. Who did it? Russian, this is kind of odd, Russian named Steven Seagal, the, quote, goodwill ambassador to the USA. What in the world does Russia and Steven Seagal have to do with each other? I don't know. 10 killed, 53 wounded in Chicago weekend shootings. 10 killed. And I heard some news stories. They want to blame the hot weather because people are outside. So hot weather causes shootings. I don't know. They have some of the strictest gun laws in America, in Chicago, in America. And that's where all the shootings are coming. So how effective are gun control laws? Or they're letting this happen to show the example. Rahm Emanuel, you know, the guy who said never let a crisis go to waste. Remember that guy? Obama's used to be a right-hand man. He's the mayor and calling for... we need to hold repeat gun offenders accountable. That's his solution. So if somebody has a gun and shoots somebody, they're out there able to do it again. So, well, but if they do it again, we need to hold them accountable. We got so many laws. We need less laws. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to PowerHour.com. Daniel Estrone coming up soon.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, 23 minutes after the hour. I'm just thumbing through Daniel's book. I didn't get a chance to read. Fascinating. I'm really looking forward to having him on. His book, In the Shadows of a Presidency, we'll be discussing the ties to Trump and what it really means. What his presidency really means. Another aspect of this I did not mention earlier. Brian Stelter, the CNN hack, whatever you want to call him, hatchet man. He said that their lives have been threatened. Him and Don Lemon. And he played a clip on the TV that the rhetoric, quote unquote, by Trump is having an effect. He's threatening their lives. You know, the irony of this is just massive. One, you know, CNN calls Trump a Nazi, calls him Hitler, calls him whatever. They don't care anything about the presidency's health or specifically Trump's health, his family's health. You know, the irony in this is huge. Now that Trump is uncloaking them for who they are. Now, this is dangerous talk. This kind of hate speech is dangerous. It's just ridiculous. Will we see something where one media representative is hurt or killed, and then they use it to, try to put a bigger knot in all these things and try to control places like InfoWars, us even more? It's certainly possible. Just something to think about. But that doesn't change the two results that we're looking at, and there may be more. I think these are the two prominent ones. Either the corporate media is going to get at least a temporary, I think whatever they do, whatever success they have, it'll be temporary. Will they get a temporary hold back on our hearts and minds and be able to control some of these things, or will this completely be the nail in the coffin for them? And then things and shows and information like we present here on the Power Hour will absolutely explode. It'll be a Barbara Streisand effect. Barbara Streisand can't look at my picture of my house. Four people had looked at it, and then she had a lawsuit, and then 450,000 had looked at it. It's hilarious. Let me finish up with the news, and then Daniel was coming on. Estelin. Dianne Feinstein, she's, crying about Russia influence and foreign actors in the Trump administration. We find out that Senator Dianne Feinstein's personal driver for 20 years was a Chinese spy. There you go. Her office was infiltrated by the Chinese spy who worked as her driver and attended official functions on her behalf for 20 years, according to new reports. Politico, San Francisco Chronicle. She had no idea, reportedly. Yeah, sure. That her office was being infiltrated by a man who was feeding information to an individual linked to China's Ministry of State Security. Well, to run for senator in America, since they changed the law, since they changed the Constitution about the states appointing it, it's real expensive, and I bet that allegedly, or you can certainly make the case that China wrote a big check, or somebody tied to China wrote a big check for her campaign. Can't you see that? Why do you think she calls for Mr. and Mrs. America to give up her guns? Remember that? Well, now we know why. But she didn't know anything about it. She's just a good-hearted Democrat stalwart of our government, right? Sure. David Hogg, you know him. Protests outside the NRA headquarters protected by armed guards. Again, the irony is just dripping all over these people. I'm protesting guns. We shouldn't have guns in America. But these people are going to protect me with guns. They don't mean they don't want to have guns. They mean they don't want you to have guns. Don't you get it? Yeah. Yeah. Dangerous precedent, wholesaler charged with trafficking marijuana for THC-free CBD gummies. CBD oil is getting huge push, of course, because of all the medical benefits, and we're starting to see that, the call for hemp. And somebody was selling these. I mean, you can buy them a lot of places that the federal government just hasn't really done anything about it. Well, now they have. It's THC-free. This is CBD oil. This is like essential oil of lavender. I mean, that's basically what we're talking about. So the essential oil, frankincense oil, or whatever, it's CBD oil, and THC-free. It's not even, quote-unquote, marijuana. Wow, whose bidding are they doing there? See, this is why all this is going to collapse. You can fool most of the people some of the time. You can't fool all the people all the time. And the people of the world are waking up. I just came back from Europe, and I think they're behind. It's interesting to say. I'll talk about that more when I have time, but it's an interesting dynamic. This is about to break, ladies and gentlemen. This whole paradigm that has been created, this cocoon, this wall of deceit, veil, is about to break. And your will and your mind and your conviction is going to break it. Oh, I can see it. What a happy day. Daniel Estelin on the other side. The book is In the Shadows of a Presidency. Very much looking forward to asking him some questions. Stay tuned to PowerHour.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
President Trump announced today that he is reimposing U.S. sanctions on Iran that had been lifted as part of the Iran nuclear deal. The sanctions hope to put some financial pressure on Iran Congressman Tom Reed of New York says the sanctions are the right thing to do.
Sends a message to the rest of the world. Who are you going to stand with? Are you going to stand with us as America, as the United States of America that has brought so much peace and prosperity to the world? Are you going to, or are you going to stand with extremists in Iran who want to commit mischief and destabilize the entire world?
Today is day four in federal court for the former Trump campaign manager, Paul Manafort. Manafort is being charged with bank and tax fraud. Rick Gates is Manafort's former business partner. He is expected to testify sometime today. Gates already did plead guilty to lying to investigators in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia election meddling probe. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, and welcome back. We're having a little trouble getting a hold of Daniel, so we're going to work on that. The book is In the Shadows of a Presidency. Very interesting. We're going to get our other guest was Regina Imbruglia. She's going to talk about fluoride-free Dallas. We'll get to her shortly. We have her waiting. So thank you, Regina, for coming on such short notice. And then we're going to try to get Daniel on the end. I want to make a few announcements. Of course, the Power Mall, that's how we're funded. That's what brings my voice to you. If you like it, if you like the show, you like the guests, then please support us. ThePowerMall.com. Tell your friends about the products. They empower you. You know, they free you, they help you, they bless you. So it's a win-win-win for everybody. Vitamir products, Robert Tactalian is going to be on this week. 10% off all the Vitamir products. Of course, the maca, love the maca. You want protein, real good protein. It's aptogenetic, helps balance your hormones at the same time. Extremely unique. Maca is, and this comes from the high mountains in Peru. The capsules, the protein powder, the toothpaste, the mouthwash. I'll tell you the story about the... I hadn't been to the dentist in 23 years, and a lot, my wife was a hygienist, a dental hygienist. She was a dental hygienist, and it was a little bit ago, I don't know, a couple of years ago, I had some kind of abscess or something in my mouth, and she's telling me, you're going to have to go to the dentist, you're going to have problems, you're going to have this, you're going to have that, blah, 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 blah. And I just, to be honest with you, I just really ignored her. Maybe I shouldn't have, but I just did. I just kept taking the mouthwash. And I took the mouthwash fairly religiously, the toothpaste really religiously, with the clay. I also used the clay, the bentonite clay, Perrier's clay. I used that as a toothpaste and the Vitamir, kind of alternated, what have you. And I used the mouthwash fairly religiously. I went to the dentist, hadn't been in 23 years. Not a single cavity. They have a couple of things, maybe inclusion that they'll be looking at. Nothing. No abscess, no nothing. All the x-rays were good. Nothing. I had gone to get my, I had one mercury filling left. I had that to get pulled out. And I'm glad I did. So it was good. And so, did the Vitamir have anything to do with it? Well, I think so. I think it's helped my oral health tremendously. I mean, where else can you get this? Where else can you get this kind of these kind of products? The Willard Water Giveaway winner, remember we talked about that, Judy Maurer. Judy Maurer, if you're listening, please give us a call. Give Jay a call, 877-817-9829. You have won. Congratulations. You purchased. You got a Willard Water. We're giving away, I think it's a half gallon or a gallon we're giving away to you. And that lasts a long time. I'm still working on the same gallon from like 2 years ago. Joyce gave it to me. Judy Maurer, you're a winner. So check that out. Give us a call. iComplex CS. Robert Abel, I think, is scheduled for this week. We have that 20% off Numana. If you, our sales on Numana are going up here recently. Usually summer is a slow time. I don't know, with everything going on, they're seeing the crop failures in Europe. There is crop failures going on. This is not hyperbole. Numana food is 20% off at the Power Mall. You got to call Jay to get the 20% off. Okay. Call Jay, 877-817-9829. We also have 20% off a Topperson Orega spray from Cass Ingram. We have the Detox Foot Pads, the Pet Cell Works, the Renal Trex from Dr. Group. That's 20% off while supplies last. Okay, so you got to get on that quick. We have some extra stock we want to get rid of. Buy two, get one free of the Silver Shield deodorant spray. For the sensitive skin, and you must call again for the promotion. Buy two, get one free. That's the best natural deodorant I've ever used. I swear by it. I've used quite a bit. I've used Tom's. I used, I don't even want to list all the things, but I've used a lot. Let's put it that way. This is the best I've ever seen. I love it. The Silver Shield deodorant. Of course, the Stetsurizer, the filter. You want to help to neutralize your electricity, your dirty electricity in your house. The meter outside, the smart meter, quote-unquote, who's it smart for, I don't know. But the Stetsurizer will help neutralize all these things. It's now available at the Power Mall. You can check that out. And, of course, the email blast if you want to sign up for that. Support at Power Hour Nation to be added to the list, or go to thepowerhour.com and you can click on the radio tab and the newsletter. So good to have your support, to know that you're there. And we work hard, Jay and Catherine and a few other people work very hard so that we can present the show to you. So please support us, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Our next guest got moved up because of Daniel Estalon. We couldn't get him. Is Regina Ambergia. And she's worked for quite a long time getting fluoride, or trying to get, working to get fluoride out of our water system and the dangers of it. We'll get some updates on that, and also some very new breaking information that is going to be, I think, very important for us. Regina, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I look forward to the conversation.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think these are the kind of conversations we need to have every so often, and we've probably waited too long to have you on. Why don't you give a little background on yourself, just briefly? How long have you been trying to remove fluoride from Dallas? What's been going on and where you are with that? And then let's get into the new information after.
Okay, briefly. I've been an activist all my life. I grew up in a family that thought out of the box. And so I had a group that was called Activists for Truth. And about 5 years ago, and we would have, it was a forum for people to bring all kind of topics. And of course we always, were promoting the Power Hour and Joyce and things like that. So, but as we were working with things, we realized trying to do things on the federal level was daunting lots of times. And so we were talking about how it's local. We have to get involved locally. So we decided we were going to learn about city government because, like all the people in the group, we'd have people coming, 25, 45 people. They didn't know who their councilman was. So we said we're going to look into it. But while we were looking into how to do the system, you know, go to City Hall, let's have a topic. And I wanted people to have something they could win, okay? And this is how I was. I thought, I know about fluoride, and, you know, the city council has the opportunity to turn this around. Nobody has fought this in Dallas for 50 years. A fluoridation started in Dallas in 1965. And I thought, this is it. We can win. We can boost the people. They can see you can fight City Hall, blah, blah, blah. So we go. And in the beginning, they were surprised we were there. They were nice to us the first time. And they kind of were like, you know what you need to do? You need to get it on the ballot and blah, blah, blah. But I looked up some old newspaper articles, and it's not how it went. It's not how we could quickly get it out, because it was a vote of the council that put it in, so it could be a vote of the council that could take it out. So instead of trying to go through the whole expensive, big process of getting it on the ballot, in my brain, there's 15 people on the council. We only needed 9 to realize it was a dumb idea, or at least an idea that needed to be halted until we could see more proof. I thought, we got them. This is great. This is exciting. So we would go to the city council happily and hopefully trying to just open their eyes and say, wait, guys, you got to see this. Look at this. Look at the proof. It's all on our side. Yet we were stonewalled, of course, all the time. So it's 5 years later. We know that the council, and a lot of the council is still there. You know, they get voted in and voted out. But the mayor has been there the whole time. They know the truth. They can't not know the truth. It's out there. I mean, the pro-fluoride side just has propaganda. They don't have science. But they're stubborn to change because of status quo and because of the stigma that's attached to saying you're against fluoride. You know, that means you're against the poor people and helping people fix their teeth. And, you know, and nobody wants to be labeled with that. So we are still fighting it. How's that?
Let me ask you.
Okay.
No, it's very good. I'm just listening.
Okay.
Yes. Let's go back. Good. You said 1960. You said 1965, the fluoride first came in Dallas. How does that process even begin? How did fluoride even come to these American municipalities and these cities? What goes on there?
Well, they believed because they saw some people that had really strong teeth that was actually in a town in Texas that had high fluoride in their water, and they attributed the fact that they had low tooth decay, that this was the factor that made the difference, okay? So you had this going on, and these people are correlating this stronger teeth and less cavities to the fluoride content. At the same time, there was fluoride was being used in bomb production and other things because fluoride bonds with other things and makes them stronger. So as the concept of fluoride being able to be just, you know, okay, it's a byproduct of the of an industry that when they want to dispose of their byproduct, which is the fluoride, the hydrofluorosilicic acid, it costs a lot of money to dispose of it properly. But if you sell it as a product, it can be put into the water in a small dose and blah, 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 and they get away with it. So you had all these things going on at the same time. You had maybe some people that truly thought there was some good in it. Then you had the people who wanted to save the money and dispose of this product. And then you also had these things going on that they did not want the public to be afraid of fluoride. So there was actually a propaganda out there to say fluoride is safe. Fluoride is good. And that's where all the propaganda started.
That's really, there's the music. We got a break. On the other side, we'll continue.
Okay.
As I look at the florid history of this, it's very odd. I mean, the only conclusion I've come to is, like you said, propaganda. This whole thing is a propaganda machine right from the get-go. I don't know what other conclusion to come to. We'll be back on the other side. Regina, stay right there. Ladies and gentlemen, okay. thepowerhour.com. We'll be right back.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Talking about fluoride, if you came to listen to Daniel, we're working on getting him. Hopefully by the end of the show we'll have him. But we're so glad to have Regina on talk about this important subject about fluoride. And specifically, she's trying to get it out of Dallas. She's got a whole group of people. God bless all of you who are working on this. I just want to declare for all of you and your efforts, and that the truth will reign out and that you will have success and doors will open for you, because this is America. This is how it's going to change. This is Samuel Adams. I mean, this is the same kind of thing. Regina, let me give you a couple button points here, bullet points here. Tell me if I'm wrong. Fluoride is used in rat poison. It's used to spray on crops to kill bugs. Is that true?
That is very true, yes.
Okay.
It's poison.
When the fluoride comes to a lot of these municipalities, it comes in containers that have skull and crossbones, you know, poison, watch out, danger. Is that true?
Very true, yes.
Are some of these municipalities, are they getting paid to put the fluoride in? Is that why they're not going to vote against this? I mean, what have you found out about that?
You know, people have told me all along, follow the money, you know, see who's getting paid off. Number one, it's a little harder than what you think when people are getting paid off or, you know, this lobbying kind of thing. It can be hid so many different ways, and I'm not really good at following those kind of things. But also, I've always wondered, you know, just like with vaccinations, you know, the doctor's offices that have, you know, compliance with all the kids vaccinated, they might get either a grant or extra money, you know.
Kickback.
A kickback or some sort of thing to say, you know, keep doing this. I don't see anything like that necessarily at the city level, although it's the city council that can make the decision. But I wouldn't doubt, and I have a feeling, at the county level, because the county level is what handles the health and human services and all that kind of jazz. And so I wouldn't doubt that there's something incorporated into, you know, the grants that they get, as long as they have compliance, because this is something that's supposed to be a health initiative, you know. That's what it was started with, and I wouldn't doubt that plays in somehow with them getting their funding, if all the cities in their county are compliant, in other words, I would think. But
let me go to a news article. This is from about a month or so ago. This is out of New Zealand. Fluoridation is compulsory medical treatment, the New Zealand Supreme Court has just ruled. So the Supreme Court of New Zealand, they have something in their constitution that you cannot force medical treatment on people unless you have to have a really good reason. Well, they heard the case. One of the Supreme Court justices, of course, similar to what you've seen, they tried to shut it down, and one of the Supreme Court justices said, no, let's hear this. I think this is important. What's the benefit here? Without any evidence, the only evidence that was provided is that topical fluoride can strengthen teeth. That was it. Topical fluoride. There's no evidence of ingesting fluoride that strengthens teeth. I don't know of any. I have not yet seen any hard study. I've seen some correlations, like you mentioned. Anyway, New Zealand went against science, the Supreme Court. They're not stupid. I mean, these judges can't be that dumb. And they decide, no, this is a mandated medical treatment and must be in the water. What's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, Dr. Paul Connett, who is the top person to go to about the fluoridation issue, he considered that whole issue in New Zealand was kind of like you winning the battle, but as a win, because at least it's being brought to the attention and all that. But no, that is one of the things in Oregon. Sorry, I'm talking over myself here. In Oregon, they have been trying to fluoridate the water, and it's been defeated for years, like 64% of the people. And it was on the issue of medically medicating people, and that's what this is. You're medicating people against their will. I'm sorry, ask the question again. I kind of lost it with getting all fumbly.
No, that's okay. Okay. Well, let me give you a little different. When you talk to the city council in Dallas, do you say, you know, just get rid of it? If you think this is necessary, why don't you hand out fluoride pills to people if they want? They can choose to use them if you want. If you want to use fluoride, here's fluoride pills. It's not that expensive. Do you bring up anything like that? What is the response if you do?
We do. Okay, we brought up many things over the 5 years, and one of them being, Daniel, it's found in our water anyways. They're adding more of this hydrofluorosilicic acid, which contaminated with lead and arsenic and other things to put in the water to raise the fluoride level. But we already had a base level of 0.5 parts fluoride in the water anyways, and they're trying to raise it to 0.7. So all
now
of
let me,
our
whoa,
arguments...
Pause right there. Pause right there. Pause right there. Now, is this naturally occurring fluoride? Now, there's a big difference between naturally occurring fluoride as a mineral, as a loose mineral, and hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is a chemical compound, as you said. Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly. What's in the water is the naturally occurring and maybe some runoff, which would be the other acid in there. But the main deal of it is the combined level in our water found before they even add this other poison that's contaminated with other things is at an adequate level for the people that want fluoride. See? The people that would want fluoride, 0.5 to 0.7 doesn't even have a different effect. Actually, in Hong Kong, 7 million people, they fluoridate their water to only 0.5 parts per million. So, see, that's the argument of, like you say, they could get it some other way. And that's what we were even saying. You're getting it anyways, the people that want it. Plus, Daniel, I said this to them too. Fluoride concentrate, when you put a pot of soup on, and then you reduce it by half, you now have double the amount of fluoride in that water. So I said, for the people that want higher fluoride and more fluoride, just boil your water. Then you get a higher concentration. And you don't have, and the other people, all of the rest, right? Doesn't that make sense? All the rest of us don't have to be.
To me.
Right? So we have a very logical, down-to-earth things that we tell them, but, they just look at you and still vote to put it in there. Yep.
I'm very puzzled by this because it's so, I've been to the city council. I know how these city council meetings goes on other things. But when you present these things logically, they just ignore you basically or just shut you down or what? We're almost at break.
Well,
so.
Okay. 3 years ago, we had two council members that would speak up, and they would say, this makes sense. Why are we doing this? But they couldn't get the eight of them to do it. And how councils work is if it doesn't look like it's going to pass, they fold on it. They just look the other way. They're only going to go with something if they think they can move it forward. And there are just too many people that have alternative reasons for keeping it in there, if you know what I mean. I don't know. The one, his wife is a doctor, and I don't know where they're getting their pressure from. But they're not stupid anymore. Way in the beginning, I would say ignorance was some of the problem, but not anymore. It's they just don't want to go against status quo. That's the bottom.
We're coming on break. On the other side, let's get into some of the studies and some of the factual information about what does fluoride do? What does it do to your pineal gland? What does it do to your body? I know there's a Harvard study that says definitively it lowers IQ. Let's talk about some of those things, and then we'll get to your new breaking news, which is very, very interesting and good. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour. Regina's here, Fluoride Free Dallas. God bless all y'all down there.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.